Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran, Drush HaShlishi. We're almost at the end. We're on page Kuf Chav Zayin in the Masada of Cook versions. So last time we discussed, the Ran discussed at great length, how we learned from the first mitzvah a lot of important concepts in Judaism. And one of them is that when a person does a mitzvah, even though it's a completely spiritual thing, it will affect them physically. Hashem gives schar, Hashem gives onesh. If a person does an avera, they get a punishment. And these are things that even though they have nothing to do with your body when you do a mitzvah, it will bring you good in this world too. It will bring you something physical. And that's what we learned from the Karban Pesach, that if you sprinkle the blood of the Karban Pesach on your door, it will save your physical body from death. So that's where we learned the idea of that mitzvahs bring us schar and onesh to physical things too. Okay, so the Ran continues, Amnam hisne bezeh, but the Torah had a condition. There's a t'nai to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach that's going to save you. V'atem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach besu had boker. You cannot leave your houses until morning. V'doshi rabbos yinoz al, and our rabbi is darshind, kiven shenisna reshus l'mashches t'chabil, shuvin amavchin bin tzadik l'rasha. Once Hashem gives the satan, the malach amavis, permission to destroy, to damage, so he will not tell the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. That's why you can't leave your house, because even though you did the mitzvah, once you're outside the house, the person would get killed too, even though they did the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Kavanasim zal bezeh shnei shrashim. Chazal meant with this two things, two important things. Ha'echad, number one, Hashem is baruch liyishan et tamid teva hametzias. Hashem is not always going to change nature. Hashem will keep it in its natural order, unless there's a very great need. In other words, in this case, nature is that Hashem said every Bechor who walks, who's going to be in Mitzrayim, is going to be killed, except those in a house with blood on the door. So if someone walks out in the street, so even though they did the Karban Pesach and they put the blood on their door, they would need a special miracle to be saved. Hashem does not do special miracles for individuals unless there's a very, very great need. So it's teaching us, number one, is Hashem keeps things with this chazal. They're trying to tell us that Hashem kept nature as is. Hashem wants to keep the world functioning based on nature, unless there's a very strong need to change. Vasheni, and the second thing is, Kilidvaram kulam sibos klolios lo chalokios. And this is a very important point the Ran's going to make, and it needs to be elaborated. What the Ran says here is that Hashem works in the world in general strokes, not with dealing with individuals. Bein hadvarim agiyim le'ishem yashem yisbarach bezulas emtzai. And things that happen to people don't come from Hashem directly, rather they come through a whole chain of command coming down from Shemaim all the way down till it works on the earth. So this is not the Ran disagreeing with the idea of Hashgacha Pratis. Certainly everyone is judged based on their own merits and is dealt with individually. But there are different levels. And as a general rule, Hashem works the world with broad strokes. So whatever is needed for the broad masses can happen even to someone who doesn't deserve it. And that's what you learn from this, that even someone who didn't deserve it, because they did do the Karban Pesach, if they walked outside, they'd get killed. Because, like Chazal tell us, once Hashem told that they made a gzera that people should be killed, let's say if he says nitan reshus lamashkas, once a satan is given license to go out and destroy, so then it goes in general strokes, and whether a person's a tzaddik or not doesn't matter. And the reason that happens, the Ran says, is because it's not coming directly from Hashem, rather it's coming through some long chain of spiritual command, and it goes from up in Shemayim down to the next level of malachim till it gets to the stars and the moons. However, the way it works is, it goes through some chain of command. So since it doesn't come directly from Hashem, it's done in a natural type way. That's the way, and that's done in a general way. I may have skipped a line here. V'enadvar megim le'ishem yashem yisbaruch bozulas yimtzai. Things don't come to people without a middle, something in the middle. Kilo hayakein lo hayanisva tzaddik im rasha. Because if it came directly from Hashem, no tzaddik would ever get killed just because he happened to be in the same car with a rasha. V'shum tzad, in any way. Rather, it's because it goes through this long chain. V'shamer shlomo b'chachmasa. This is what Shlomo said in his wisdom. Im oshek rash. Im oshek rush, right? If you see that a poor man is being hurt, ripped off, v'gezel mishpat v'tzedek tira, and the stealing of mishpat and tzedek. Justice is not being done. If you see that, b'medina al tatama al chayfetz, don't be surprised. Ki gavoa mi al gavoa shomer, because there are shomers one on top of the other, v'gvoim aleim, and people on top of them. Be'yuru, what does that mean, says the Ran? Im tira b'medina oshek rush, if you see in the countryside, in the Medina, that the poor is being hurt, v'sheyia ha'ish hatov rotzutz mishpat, and a good person is not getting justice. Bilti masig l'masha haya roi, shiyia masig kifish le'imus v'inyano, that the things that are happening to this very good person is not what should be happening to him based on the amount of mitzvos he does. You have a big, big tzaddik and terrible things are happening to him. So the pasuk says, don't be surprised. When you see this great person being stolen from and hurt, so don't be shocked. How could it be Hashem wants this? If the world worked with an absolute hashgacha pratis, in the sense that a person only got what they deserved based on if they were like the only person in the world. So what should happen to them? So if the world worked like that, that everybody functioned, their mitzvahs and averes worked as if they were the only person in the world, so then, then this would be surprising. Why would this be happening to this person? His mitzvos are great. His averos are very small. Because that's not the way the world is, the world works. Because all the world works through some long chain of command going up, malachim, all the way up to Shemayim, and therefore things work in a more general sense. They don't work in specific senses. B'yos ha-sibus klolios, and since things come in general ways, ha-yitzarech she-ishtana teva matzias b'shvil kol echad v'echad. Since Hashem makes a gzera, let's say Hashem makes a gzera that a certain community overall is chas v'shalom deserving of terrible suffering, so to make it that one individual in that town who's a tzaddik should not be affected by the famine, let's say, that comes to that city, that would be a nace. V'l'ratz Hashem yisbarach, and Hashem, generally speaking, doesn't want to do a nace. V'l'chein omer lahem, and therefore he said to them, atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beso ad boker, therefore you should not leave your house until the morning. V'zeh ha'inyin, meser gamkin sfeikus rabos midvarim marim bilbil hanhag, and this takes away many questions that seem to show things being confused in the way Hashem runs the world. Why, in general, is there a tzaddik viralo, a tzaddik having bad things happening to him, and Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha having good things happen to him? So it's because Hashem wants the world to work overall in a natural way and doesn't want to make miracles all the time. So therefore, in general, there's an idea of schar and onish of a person's individual mitzvos, but there are complicating factors that sometimes override that, called that Hashem wants to run the world in a general way. So if a person is a super tzaddik, that would be different. Now, the Ran doesn't mention it, I just want to mention it. And Parshas Vayera is a very important Ramban, and I just feel like it needs to be said when you read this, because it needs some elaboration. I can't tell you for sure that the Ran agrees with what I'm about to tell you, but there's an important Ramban in Parshas Vayera that says, Ki edativ l'mana sheyitzave, ez banav ez beiso acharav. So Hashem says that he tells the Malachim, I have to tell Avram that I'm going to destroy Sodom, because Ki edativ, I knew Avram, that he's going to tell his children to keep my Torah. The Ramban says there a very interesting thing. He says, what is the word Ki edativ? What does it mean? I knew Avram Avinu, and that's why I have to tell him. Ki edativ means, Rashi says, a lashon of being very connected to, like Vayeda Adam Eschav Ishto, that type of idea. It means very connected. Hashem was very connected to Avram Avinu, and the Ramban there uses a lashon. His lashon is ki in the Yirmos ki Yedias Hashem Shehashkachaso Ba'olam Hashofel Hi Lishmar Haklali Haklolim, that Hashem's hashkacha in this world is to protect, is to watch over the general masses. V'gam b'nei Adam Unachim Bo L'mikrim, and people too are left over to this world to chance ad ba'is pekudasam, until they die. Aval b'chasidav, but with super tzaddikim, yosam milav libo ladas oso befrat. So Hashem wants to, with tzaddikim, Hashem goes to know them, to connect to them individually. Lios shmiroso davka bo tamid, that Hashem's protection over there is attached to them constantly. Loti parid hayadiyah v'azachir v'meno klal, Hashem never goes with his thoughts, kaviyachal, never go away from him. Ketam liyigara mitadik enav. So the Ramban here says that Hashem, similar to what the Rataran just said, that Hashem is general, works with the klalim and not with the individual. Hashem works with the general masses and not with the individual, except for big tzaddikim, which Hashem would make miracles for. And this is the same Ramban who famously says in Bo that a person doesn't have any connection to the Torah unless they believe that there's absolutely no such thing as chance and everything is from Gzeiras Hashem. And they're both true. Everything is under Hashem's watch. There's nothing that happens without Hashem being aware of it or Hashem wanting it to happen. This is what Hashem wants to happen. Hashem wants there to be a nature. Except with super tzaddikim, Hashem has a special connection to them, a special shmir on them, that basically miracles do happen to them, or, you know, on different levels, based on who we're talking about. But overall, Hashem works with general hanhaga of klalim, and it's not that Hashem is unaware of that or somehow is not in charge of it. Everything happens because Hashem made it happen, but Hashem has things that he wants to happen. The overall thing, we don't know all the details of why things happen to people. There's always, you know, there's an olam haba where we find out and you know, how things worked out. But in this world, there is schar and for mitzvos and onesh for averos, even on the individual, but sometimes there are general things that have to happen, general gzeiras that have to happen to people, and someone might get caught up in that unless they're a super tzaddik. And Hashem has his reasons for doing that, and we know that everything is b'mishpat, and whatever happens to a person is good and correct and right. But this is just looking from our point of view, we may not know why it happens, and the Ran is telling us Hashem does run the world with a general hanhaga for the masses. And that is why you may see a tzaddik having not good things happen to them. Okay, back in the Ran. V'nir mezu keil elu ashrashim anichbadim v'mitzvah zu, shehi harishonin shenitztava b'yishol. So therefore, all these things that he talked about, how mitzvahs affect the person, and how there's still a thing of general anhag and klai yishol, and all the other things he spoke about that we learned from the first mitzvah, about time being given over to klai yishol, all this is from the general first mitzvah we're taught about Kiddush HaChodesh, and about Karban Pesach. All these are learned from the first mitzvah that was taught to Klal Yisrael. So Chazal said that this mitzvah was given over on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So since this was such a great day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which when we were taught this first mitzvah, and it was the beginning of the Torah, and all these important things were learned there, from that mitzvah, Zachala Eser Ataros, it was given 10 crowns. Kemosh Darshan Perek Rabbi Akiva, like Chazal Darshan, Vahi Bachodesh Arishon, Bashana Hashenis, on the first month in the second year, Bachad Lachodesh, on the first of the month, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was built. Vetana Usayom Natal Eser Ataros, that day got 10 crowns. Crowns meaning it was the first, it was Rishon Lamais of Rishis, the world was created then, Rishon Lenasiim, Rishon Lekunu, a lot of things happened on that day. U'bezeh hazman, and on this time, anu makavim hagula hasida. In the time of Nisan, says the Ran, we hope for the eventual redemption. Shari nechaku Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yeshua imanu hasidin ligala b'nisan o b'tishri, because Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Elazar, as the Ran has told us, had a machlokas, was the world, where will we eventually be redeemed, meaning will Mashiach come in the month of Nisan or the month of Tishri? They both argue in Nivra Olam Niso Tishri. They argue about whether the world was created in Nisan or Tishri. Avashneim Shavim B'davar Zeh, but they both agree. Both Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua agree. Shabosos Man Shnivra Olam Ano Asidin Megayil. Whatever month the world was created, that's the month that Mashiach is going to come, that the world will be redeemed. V'kevin Shnivska Halachik Rebbe Yeshua, and since the halacha was paskin like Rebbe Yeshua, Sha'amr Shabanisa Nivra Olam, since we paskin really that the world was created in Nisan, K'mosha Amr Sham, Chachmei Yisrael, Monim L'Tekufa, that when we judge the famous Birchas HaChama, like we talked about, when we judge in general, when the astronomical time the world began happened, we paskin that it happened in Nisan. V'meila Nifska Halacha Rebbe Yeshua, V'masha Amr Shabanisa Nasidin L'Gal. If so, then the halacha is paskin that in Nisan we will be redeemed in the future. V'zeh Sheyasad HaPayet, and this is what the Payet said in our davening, Ubo Nigalu, Ubo Asidin Lehigal. Then in Nisan we were redeemed, and in Nisan we will eventually be redeemed. That's like Rabbi Shua Shama Perakamad Rosh Hashanah Benisa Nivra Ha'olam. That's what like Rabbi Shua says. In Nisan the world was created. Benisa Noldu Avos. In Nisan the Avos were born. Benisa Niglu. Benisan we were redeemed in Mitzrayim. Benisan Asidin Legal. And in Nisan we will eventually be redeemed. Kain Yehi Raton Bekarov. Okay, so we finished the Drush HaShlishi, and the next time we will do a Chazara, go over the whole Drush HaShlishi, like we did after Drush HaSheni, and after that we will begin the Drush HaRevi'i.